Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
To the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located inside the River House at East River 9. Be lifted to experience the wonder of John and Lance as they commence to birdie the third hole of Del Olaya. Now, that's some golf.
I went back to Ohio.
We're back here at East River 9. I'm bringing this back because Lance is saying some objectionable stuff before we came on, and John's in the restroom, so I feel like I should.
Why take over for John?
Yeah, why not?
Objectionable stuff.
You need to fill that void.
I'm excited about the first week of pro football. I am excited to see how the D'Amico Ryan stuff goes, but I really am intrigued by the NFL this year. I think there's some great storylines. I really do. The Aaron Rodgers to the Jets thing has caught my attention. What's going to happen with just some of them in every division? What's going to happen with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen? Can Diggs keep it together? Because it's been kind of weird with Stephon Diggs, because that's a major development for that offense. If Diggs flakes out, that could be a big, big problem over there. In the AFC South, I think, is Jacksonville, and I'm doing this objectively, is Jacksonville truly ready to take that next move? Is this Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence is a sneaky MVP candidate for a lot of people. Not for me. I don't think we'll see those numbers, but I am curious to see if he reaches the heights, because I had a really high draft grade on him. Is this the year he reaches starts to show signs of reaching that height? Obviously, the D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud, the new coach, new quarterback is a big one. Not as many storylines with the Colts, I don't think. I'm kind of interested to see if Tannehill makes it through the year, if Tennessee ever ends up going with Will Levis. I don't think it will be Malik Willis. I think they would go to Levis, but I don't know that for a fact. We're just talking, John, about how many interesting storylines are out there this year in the NFL.
Well, to me, is Deshaun. Deshaun can,
yeah, Deshaun's
can
a big
really
one.
Change that division.
Deshaun's a big one. Will he change that division? Will Kenny Pickett have a big?
How much will Monken change the division?
Yeah, with the play calling, with Lamar Jackson. Can Lamar Jackson get back to his?
And can he
get
stay
back
healthy?
To his former self and stay healthy?
I mean,
yeah, it's been a couple of years.
This is 5 games a year.
Or he hasn't been healthy, and really the passing hasn't been great, and so that's a big question mark. I think in the. What happens with Russell Wilson is a story.
Well, and Justin Herbert, I think.
Did you hear all the comments about Russell Wilson? They had a lot of conversations. Damian Woody, Dan Orlovsky, it was Harry Douglas. I think, do you guys think that Russell Wilson takes too much crap? Dan Orlovsky said this, and I think some people misunderstood what he meant. Dan said more people cheer for him. More people cheer for him than any other player in the league to fail. And I think Dan was saying that as an observation about how many people are so anti-Russ. And a lot of people will come back and say, oh, yeah, but it's because he's a fraud, he's this, that. But they don't know that for a fact. They don't know that Russell could just be a guy who's just a little, it's kind of dork. Some people just consider him a little dorky. Just because he's this wanted to wait until he was married to have sex with his wife and wanted to, he's kind of a religious guy. He's a little bit goofy. I get that. Now, is there some fraud to him? Maybe there is. I don't know. But what does it matter to people who, if he's not on your team, why do you care? What do you care about Russ? I think Russell Wilson is one of those guys that people like to dislike. I never thought he got the amount of credit he deserved when he was in his prime at Seattle.
Well, name
I never
someone
thought
in
they
the
did.
NFL more dislikable.
Well, a lot of people hate Aaron Rodgers, too. But some of it has to do with his attitude. Some has to do with the COVID stuff.
Vaccines,
some has to,
yeah.
More dislikable at quarterback. For the general fan, I don't know. See, I unfortunately think he gets tabbed with cornball, which I don't. I think that's a very damaging thing to try to control narratives by using coded language with the player, and you know, determining how much he fits.
I mean,
no,
he's corny. I forget about all the other stuff.
There's no question.
Goodness gracious.
But I think that it's a little deeper than that when people refer to him as corny.
Well, it started a long time ago.
He doesn't fit into the bucket that you want him to fit into. So people, you know, RG3 got that from Rob Parker when people talked about RG3. So I think Russell, you know, I just gauge him based on how he plays. And I think when he was in Seattle, there was a time where I thought he was the most – he had more explosive plays than any other quarterback in the league. Russell was elite in Seattle, and it's gone away. It's not there in Denver. But I do think that scenario with Sean Payton and Sean Payton's return to the league, I think is an interesting storyline. Most of the interesting storylines, though, admittedly, are in the AFC. In the NFC, to me, maybe Justin Fields' growth and the Lions are the two interesting there. In the NFC South, I see nothing that's interesting, really, other than, okay, how does Bryce Young do? Like every rookie quarterback.
No, Derek Carr, how he does it with the Saints.
You think so? Yeah. Derek Carr, to me, is, what is it in the wire, the 43-degree day or whatever?
40-degree day.
40-degree day. Yeah. To me, it's like, well, for us, it's freezing cold. All right, I'll make it like Houston. Derek Carr is a 92-degree day. Like, I know what this is. It's humid. It's 92. I see this all the time. Derek Carr, to me, has no chance of taking anyone anywhere. He'll get some stats. He'll wear his shirt way up high. Like, what do you actually care about Derek Carr? What do you think is going to – what's the big storyline to watch with Derek Carr? Is he an average NFL quarterback again?
No.
Do you think Mike Thomas is better? A better storyline? Like, how does Mike Thomas
come back? Well, no, he's going to win that division. The Saints are going to win that division. And we'll see if he can do anything in the postseason.
You like the Saints if Desmond Ritter plays well?
Yep. I like the Saints over the Falcons, yes. Absolutely. I think the Saints are going to run away with that division.
They might. But I don't see, other than, you know, in the West, I think Brock Purdy is Purdy for real, is a legitimate one. I mean, Geno Smith in Seattle, you know, that's interesting. Yeah. But nothing, the Rams are kind of interesting, but I just think they sold their soul, and this is what happens in credit card spending. Their salary cap, their trading picks, all their tricks, their F those picks and all that stuff. Yeah. That's all great until the credit card bill comes due, and this is what's happening now.
You won your Super Bowl.
Yeah, you did.
And that's it.
You can't complain now.
Yeah.
If you're a fan that said F those picks, there is no complaining allowed.
Yeah, you take the next 2 to 3 years, however long it takes to dig yourself out of it, but you got a Super Bowl, you enjoy it, and you won it at home. So.
Let's get SMU Sonny in here. He wants to talk about the wide receivers for the Chiefs. What do you say,
he's going to talk about Rashee Rice because we forgot about him.
Who cares about him?
Well,
okay, great.
Touch
Thank
too.
You, Lance. Thank you.
Yeah, Rashee Rice actually looked good yesterday.
He looked good. I mean, I'm a numbers guy like Lance. Mm-hmm. First reception ever goes for a touchdown. One reception, one touchdown, first game, minimal targets. And I was waiting for you to compare Rashee to Tank Dell. I saw it with my own eyes last year when the Cougs and the Pones squared off and we hung 77 on him. So, give some respect on Rashee's name. And, hey, John's Italian, right?
Yep.
Part Italian? Okay. Well, what's the Italian word for receipt?
What's the Italian word for Rashee?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. It's ricevuto. Ricevuto. And Rashee's keeping receipts. And I can't wait until he takes over for the Chiefs.
Oh, receipt. I thought for Rashee.
What is receipt? What is it?
It's ricevuto.
Wait a minute. Do you know Italian?
Ricevuto.
Do you know Italian, or did you look that up for this phone call?
Oh, he's had a whole thing. He looked it up.
Yeah, you looked it up. There's no way SMU Sonny knows Italian. You don't know Italian, do you?
No, he doesn't know nothing.
I don't know the Italian, but I have some Italian friends. And, we're keeping receipts. We're Pony fans. And we do speak the language, and we're keeping receipts on you guys for not even mentioning Rashee grabbing a TD and playing a decent game
last year. Beat it.
Yeah.
Beat it, SMU Sonny.
Yeah, you mean when Pat Mahomes had nearly 4 seconds in the pocket and the guy, and he came uncovered?
Hey, you know what I forgot to ask you? How's the Rangers?
Ricevuto.
How the Rangers doing, SMU Sonny?
Ricevuto.
Ricevuta. Ricevuta.
Hey.
How are them Rangers doing this week? Ain't you doing any good?
I don't think that hits Dallas people like you think it does.
They don't care that much.
Yeah. They don't. They really don't. They're not even showing up at their own park now.
If they beat the Astros, that's, you know what?
But they don't really. Like, it doesn't hurt them. They don't really care.
That's some you, Sonny,
they haven't
does.
Cared
he
about
wants
baseball.
Everything Dallas over
he
Houston.
He likes that. That's true. Sonny might be different.
Just take that whooping and shut up, Sonny.
Sonny might be different, but I don't think there's any real. Like, how many real Ranger fans are there? You saw the Astros.
Yeah.
Did you guys see how many Lions fans were at Kansas City?
After the game,
did you see how many blue jerseys? I was like, this is Kansas City in the
opener.
Did you
see the picture of the Astros fans at Globe Life?
Tons.
Now,
I will also say when you win multiple Super Bowls, I think there's a lot of people saying, season ticket holders going, I'm selling these tickets. I'm making my money back on this. The prices are going up. I've seen them win Super Bowls. I've got more games here. I'll sell this one. I can make a bunch of money. And Lions fans probably paid out of the nose for that one.
Yep, probably.
It costs more than some Lions fans' house.
I think we got time to get another
call.
Why are
you attacking Detroit?
Well, the housing market's terrible.
Why are you attacking Detroit? That ain't cool.
Julian wants to talk to Jahmyr Gibbs. Let's get him in here. Hey, Julian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dude, it's like waiting for a baby every single year, and our baby is finally here, the NFL season. So Jahmyr Gibbs, he looked pretty good. He got his touches. He bounced off some tackles. How long till he takes over the lead role from Montgomery, or do you think it's going to be a true split? And as always, bang, bang, Niner game. We're going to rock out with our Brock out. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Rock out with our Brock out.
Unfortunately, sometimes, like, I think Julian and the 49ers are that ugly baby this year. Like, when everyone looks at the baby, look, it's the baby, because they can't say anything nice about the baby.
Hey, what's
its
name?
Hey, look at its name. Hey, look at your baby.
I think you're right. I don't think that – something doesn't feel like – I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just not believing in Brock Part 2. I saw some throws that were really problematic late in the year.
Toxic throws?
Not like so far as toxic. I just think – I want to see it. I want to see it for a second year with Brock, and then I'll be a believer. I think there's a lot of great intangible stuff that he's got. I want to see the physical stuff, the window throws and all that. I want to see how that looks in year two. But there's something about the Niners that feels just, I don't know, it feels a little off.
I don't know. Maybe it's how you've gotten close so many times, and maybe you think there's time for a step back. I kind of feel that way about the Bills. Maybe it's mostly the Stephon Diggs thing, but also – the two coordinators that got you to this point are now gone. Daboll, obviously, is the Giants head coach, and Leslie Frazier is no longer the DC. Sean McDermott's calling the plays. I just feel like maybe the Bills, a window has passed them by, and then the 49ers, can they continue to just be right there year after year, year without anything like a step back? That's where I am with those two. Close, and maybe take a step back and maybe have to retool, but we'll see. Well, they gave both of them. They gave Bosa his money, so it'll make it a little bit harder. I think I'm with you. Something about the 49ers says maybe you're good, you're just not Super Bowl good this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's why I have Ravens and Bengals in the Super Bowl, and
you can't have them both in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Bengals and the Bengals and Eagles. Okay. I'm sorry, I've got them in the Super Bowl, and I've got the Bengals winning it, but.
So you do love Joe Burrow as much as he does.
Oh, I think Joe Burrow's a really good player. I'm not gonna get my wrist warmed up for him.
Oh,
so I can make things comfortable.
Wow! That's you're a bad person. Okay, warming up your wrist. 713-780.
Anyway, got this tweet in. No one is buying the quote unquote new Cal shtick.
I told
this
you.
This isn't new Cal. This is real Cal.
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's like real. It's like new Coke.
People are buying this.
It's bad.
It's phony. No,
it's
bad.
Phony.
No one wants it.
Beat it. Beat it, new Coke. Beat it, new Cal. It's Cal, be Cal, okay? Just be Cal.
Knowledge is power. That's what we know you as. We don't want to hear about throw up. Stop. See, you're disrespectful. Don't do that.
Time for you to talk about John Dastrup. Be respectful.
Be respectful indeed, because John can get litigious on you if you want to take it in that direction. He has to get litigious on a lot of people because he's out there helping people who are injured. A lot of the NIL stuff he's done has had – every single team we've done something with has had offensive linemen in. It's a demand for him because offensive linemen protect the quarterback. They do the hard work in the trenches, and that's really what – he thinks that is a metaphor for what he's doing. He is defending you. You are the quarterback in this instance, and he wants to defend you. He wants to do the hard work in the trenches, making sure – there's a lot of companies out there, personal injury lawyers, who what they do is they come in – they got their little formula. They'll try to get a deal as quickly to just say, hey, we're going to get you your money in a week. In 2 weeks, I know that you're hurt. We'll get your hospital bills taken care of. And, you know, we're going to get you some pain and suffering money, and we'll get settled for you. And they don't really care. They just want to get a commission on you, and they're not really looking out for you. But John Dashman, he takes his time. He goes through. He wants to make sure everything is looked at from an injury standpoint. Your physical therapy is considered. The pain and suffering, any time missed from work. He wants to really make sure that it's a fair settlement. And he's not just a churn and burn situation at all. He cares about you as a person, and he wants to make sure that if someone aggrieved you, if someone you were injured due to someone else's negligence, that he's going to be there to help you have peace of mind. And that's what Dashman Law does. They're the biggest personal injury firm in the city of Houston. There's 50 different lawyers across the state of Texas that work for him in 10 different cities, and they're expanding to different states all the time. It's John Dashman and the Dashman Law Firm. Call 713-CALL now or go to DashmanLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live from East River 9, you found the trench.
Get in the trench.
Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Update, live from East River 9. All of you worried about Gilbert. Apparently Gilbert is out of the hospital. Is he on the line, Sean? All right, let's get Gilbert in here. Gilbert, have you been released?
Yeah.
Where are you, home?
Yeah.
I went by 6M25, and you weren't there yesterday.
When were you released?
About 3 o'clock.
Yesterday?
Were you there yesterday?
Yeah, I came at 4.
I was there at 5.
Are you seriously?
No.
No, we're not serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, you are?
Said come by.
I think John is. Did you find out what the problem was? What did the doctor say?
I just a problem anyway, you know.
I assume there's a problem. Well, you're in the hospital.
What was the problem? You kept falling
I got
down.
Infection.
Are you feeling better? Do they have you on medicine? Main thing is we get you better.
Are you on penicillin?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's got penicillin.
What do you got, Gilbert?
No drinking then, Gilbert, all right?
What do you want to talk Texans, or are we talking Astros
He
today?
Wants to talk about his health, okay?
Is that what we're talking?
We got concerns here. Gilbert, you're not going to drink any alcohol today, right?
No.
Yeah. Don't do that. What about egg rolls? You going to have any egg rolls?
No, not today.
Did the doctor tell you?
God willing.
Did the doctor tell you what caused the infection and how you can prevent it?
I don't know how you got
an
infection anyway,
you know. Okay, yeah, you guys are wasting people's time.
Are we?
You're not going to get the answers you want, you're looking for. And I have a hard time believing the doctor got the info he needed. But what do you think, Gilbert? Are you excited about the Astros this home series? Are you looking forward to the Texans this year? What are your thoughts? You got to be – you had some time in the – I've been in the hospital. I was last January with the severe bronchitis and stuff like that, and it's a little boring. You end up watching TV shows you never heard of, and you have a lot of time to think. And so I got to believe that you've had time to think about sports.
Okay, yeah. But the Astros, probably do good anyway.
It's on Apple TV tonight, Gilbert. Yeah. Get your Apple TV ready.
I got no Apple TV.
You don't have Apple TV?
Well, join a lot of people.
No.
Yeah. You and most everybody in the world.
I've got it. You got it, don't you, John?
I got it, yeah.
So what are you going to do tonight? If you're not watching the Astros, Gilbert, what are you going to do tonight?
go sleep.
Well, sleep,
at some point, sure.
Okay, so let me ask you, why did you call the show today, Gilbert?
What?
I said, why did you? I said, why did you? Why did you call the show today?
No, I was talking about our hospital anyway.
Yeah, you wanted to tell us. Give us an update.
So, all right, I'm just making sure you didn't want to talk about something because it doesn't seem like you're getting to a topic.
Very
so.
Chatty today.
All right, no, we're glad you were definitely 100% glad you're out of the hospital. That's good.
So nothing else you wanted to nothing discuss? Else.
How do you think the Texans end up doing this year?
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good. Two words.
Okay. Well,
Do you have a record prediction? What do you think? How many wins for the Texans? Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, right.
That's not – how many wins?
How many wins, Gilbert?
Gilbert's
just – Sean, just – that's enough. That's enough. Gilbert.
What a
I don't
call.
Think, he is very tired. Let's let Gilbert go back to sleep.
So he just called in to tell us he's out of the hospital, and that's it. That's all he had.
John said he's got a – like he calls people. He gets basically – like does Wendy – how often does Wendy get a call now?
Every day.
No.
Yeah.
Where he leaves a message or he just –
he calls. Yeah.
Or she just sees a number coming
in. Is Gilbert like one of those people who's on a junket and he's – and then, you know, I got a 10-minute segment for them, a 10-minute segment for them.
I feel like there's an itinerary.
He's more like Mark Berman. He's got to get all of his calls in to make sure, you know, that he's updated, everybody's updated.
Just kind of checking on his life.
Yeah. Berman made his calls every day. Called the Rockets, called the Texans, called the Astros, called the U of H, called Rice, called everybody every day on his way in.
But Berman was looking for information. Gilbert called in to give information.
For nothing at all. Are we?
You know who doesn't want to be compared to Gilbert? Mark Berman. Berman's like, hey, what are you doing?
I spent 40 years of my life doing this job, John. And now you're sitting here comparing me to Gilbert, a guy who's living off of Clay Road and Kessner. I spent all this time, university, hustling, getting to the airports. No, Gilbert's just checking in, so I thought maybe he was calling for a reason. He's not. We're at East River 9. We are live. We're going to be here. Well, the show's here. All the shows are here all day long.
Let me ask you this.
And there's a great air-conditioned area here with a ton of, with four TVs on one wall.
Three above the bar.
No, six.
They've got good food.
They've got three on the other side. You can sit outside and watch TVs. Mm-hmm. You can watch your games. It's a sports bar in here. It's awesome.
Yeah, so
they did a great job.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Let me ask you this. I got a question for both of you. Do you look at Dylan Brooks any different after this FIBA thing?
What started off not great, but he has played better.
He's played really well.
Yeah, it helps. I mean, good performances always help in perception. So, yeah.
Yeah.
My perception is better.
I mean, he played Luka really well.
Yeah, but I'm still a little curious about, you know, you have Tari Eason. If Cam Whitmore really becomes, and I understand Cam can kind of swing. And Dylan is going to have a different role. Dylan's more of like a steady three who might be able to play some tough four against small fours. So he's more of your P.J. Tucker who doesn't shoot corner three as well. But I still feel like $20 million a year for 4 years is a really curious move when you have Tari Eason. But it's happened, so now what do we do with it? Well, as long as he is what he is. Yeah,
as long as he's
not a distraction, it doesn't shoot too much.
For his first six FIBA games, 11 points a game, 2.7 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 1.3
steals.
Shooting. Oh. Per, 61.5% field goal percentage. That's really good. 55.6 three-point, 75.3 free throws. That's pretty good. Now, his last game yesterday... He was okay. He was 16 points, three rebounds, one assist, and one steal. 5 of 12 from the field. 3 of 8 from 3. Ain't bad.
The issue...
All of this stuff is pretty
even
good.
Even beyond the money is that there's an inability, at least what we saw in his tenure at the end of Memphis, to understand hierarchy. Like, the thought was he believed that he should get the same type of shots that Desmond Bane and Ja got.
Yeah.
The two guys who are getting max money, and they consider... The guys along with Jaren Jackson, their core. And he didn't really recognize the hierarchy. So if he comes in and recognizes that I'm a plugger. I'm a glue guy. Yeah, I'll take the open shots, but there are times where I have to move the ball along to get Jalen Green his opportunities and Jabari.
Like the pregame videos
and Shingun,
were
yeah.
The pregame videos were alarmingly important to him. What he wore, the videos he was releasing. Like, you're right. It is a total, he doesn't understand the hierarchy.
Yeah, even that off the court stuff, fine. But once you get on the court, you understand that the two stars, and then you have the big man. You
can't be distracting.
Yeah,
though.
You can't be. You have to understand you're fourth. And understand, I guess, if one of those guys is out, then sure, take a step up. But as long as Jalen Green and Jabari and Shingun are, and obviously Fred VanVleet are on the court and healthy, you're the fifth option. Don't. Understand, take the open look, play good defense, and that's where your value comes from. Not becoming trying to think you're a 20 point per game scorer. That's not what we're looking for because you're not going to do it efficiently.
You're not who you are. You're not efficient, and it's not what they need. Something tells me Udoka is going to be able to keep that. Well, this is the great thing. If that train doesn't stay on the tracks. The Rockets have enough depth to make it, you know, to go in a different direction.
I think Udoka's going to love Dylan Brooks with his intensity.
I think he'll love that.
Yes.
And if there's and sometimes when you leave a place where you're comfortable, you tend to be on your best behavior. You want to prove something. Because Dylan left last year with a lot to prove. Like, that was an embarrassing end of the season. The LeBron stuff, the poking the bear in Indy. To get beat as badly as he did, and Memphis did,
and then Memphis to leak that they weren't going to bring him back before the season was even over.
Yeah.
All right, we got to break it here.
Under any circumstances.
713-780-3776. We'll talk Texas football with DJ Bienemy at the top of the hour. Bienemy at the top of the hour, and then we're playing Beat the Limo Guy at 9:15. So we got that to look forward to here. Keep on listening for your chance to play Beat the Limo Guy. Giving away 4 tickets to a baseball game at the Juice Box on Monday night. So can't have Monday Night Football involved in this one. We'll decide a winner. And you get the limo ride and 4 tickets to a game here in the city of Houston if you beat the Limo Guy. That's great stuff. Limo Guy, Justin from Black Horse Limo, doing it again this year for us.
The Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios is currently nestled in the River House at East River 9, a perfect place to observe the trench.
Through the trench
with John and Lance.
Oh boy. Ballsack Sports.
The fake sports site
has put the Chiefs have cut Kadarius Toney and people are already buying.
No way.
Yes.
He got cut by Ballsack?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We just got a response that said, "Wow!" Somebody retweeted this and said, "Wow!" to us.
Yeah.
Us. I don't know if they're trying to get us or they got God. I think they got God, but he could be trying to get us too.
Well, somebody said, "Do you think Garrett Cole is pulling a Dave Raymond?" With his story.
To openly admit that you grooved one to an opponent?
No,
well,
I
don't think you just make up that elaborate.
I think that
really happened.
I don't think he has that type of sense of humor. To me, Garrett Cole's a humorless.
Why do you dislike him so much?
Dolt.
Dolt?
Yeah.
Why do you?
I call him a dolt.
Yeah, what is wrong with
why
you?
Why do you dislike him
Garrett
so much?
Cole.
Why?
What are you guys can keep on loving your Garrett Cole.
I mean, I don't love him.
I'm off of Garrett Cole.
I don't have this unmitigated anger for him.
You know what?
Or
he didn't like me.
Like
the
do.
Way he was talking after that, the way he got reckless after that, we were all mad about AJ not putting him in the game, but then he just tried to make it. And then he spider-tacked his way into good. Just, I'm done with him. Even though everything he did, Justin Verlander did, Justin is a good person. And Garrett Cole is a bad person.
What do you know about Garrett Cole other than he's no longer an Astro?
Sounds like Cousin Greg from Succession.
He does have a Kermit the Frog voice.
Yeah, he also, I know he's always like, looks like he's mad about stuff.
Uh-huh.
I know that about him. I know that he cut his hair when he went to New York.
Part of the job description.
I know that he relies on 3 pitches.
But that doesn't make that, that doesn't
okay. Well, is this one any good? What the streets have told me,
okay,
is that he was supposed to be at a charity golf tournament and didn't show up.
Are you making that up?
I just heard it from the streets.
What streets?
Street out back.
Okay. See, I just think it points out you have a reason not to like Garrett Cole. Sports hate, I guess, is what I'm going to call it. But it seems to go deeper for you, as if he did something to you personally.
What did he do?
He did nothing.
That's a fair question, Dell. I'm not.
You hated him when he had that Boris hat on after the game. For what? He wasn't an Astro anymore.
Because he's trying to make a statement.
No, he was trying to
Who wears their agency's hat? When do you ever see somebody wear an agency hat?
Well, I see a buddy of mine wears a Boris hat. Yeah, wears a Boris hat.
So what? He didn't just lose a World Series.
Yeah, well, he did that.
This guy literally is his last game as an Astro, and he puts his agent's hat on to make sure you all see where he's going. He is just. Yeah, as a person,
it's unnatural.
He's a bad. No, he's
your
a
hatred
bad,
is unnatural.
He's a bad person. He is.
You don't know that.
No, I can tell.
If he'd gotten that game and won that game, you'd have warmed up your wrist.
Yeah, but look. Okay.
Is that what we're going to do from now on?
Yeah, that's what we're doing from now on.
When one of you goes out of bounds in your love for a player, we're going to say, oh, look at you warming up your wrist.
No, we all would have loved that. We all wanted him in the game. It's not like he didn't want to get in the game. He wanted to be in the game, too. But I don't know. That just seemed like a little bit of a douchey move. And then didn't he remember whenever there people were asking about his finding the stuff on his? Remember we used to have the sound about when he had the spider tack. It came out that Garrett was using a bunch of spider tack. He said, "I just don't have what? No, how come?" And it's just like, you dummy. Everything about you just bothers me now. And I used to love Garrett Cole.
It's unnatural.
You're right. It is personal. It's not just sports. It is personal. And I knew he was leaving.
And it's not personal.
Justin Verlander left, too.
He did nothing to you.
Huh.
Justin Verlander came back. Justin Verlander intentionally sucked so he could get his way back to Houston. I appreciate that.
I appreciate the
He came back willingly.
Yeah. Let's get Javon in here. He wants to talk about, I don't know, something about football plays or something. Hey, Javon.
Hey, what's up, man? I wanted to call last week when y'all was at in Lake Charles. You came up with a play talking about running the punter out there on third down, so the defense couldn't substitute. But my question is, how you go get the long snapper on the field, because the center don't typically long snap.
Well, if your center's a long snapper, so
that's not the case though.
Centers aren't long snappers.
Almost none.
Centers are long snappers.
No, they're not. No, they're not. As a matter of fact,
I got one other question for Lance.
Yeah.
Lance, did you, I know you like football documentaries. Did you see this BS High documentary?
No, I got it. Bishop Sycamore. Is it good?
He made his players take out PPE loans so they can pay fake tuition. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God. I had no idea. PPE loans. This guy should
King
be in prison.
Valco.
Oh, my gosh. He should be in prison. So the BS is the Bishop Sycamore documentary, and it's on HBO. And I added it to my queue yesterday because I'm like, okay, I'm not going to miss this one.
Yeah, no, I saw the
So, by the way, Bill Belichick was asked yesterday, Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots, asked, so, Bill, just a quick question. Why do you have, no offense to Joe Cordona, your long snapper, but why do so many teams have individual long snappers instead of a position player who can take, can do two different things and maybe not take up a roster spot? Bill Parcells got so, now you can't tell he's excited. He gave an 8-minute, you can mark it, an 8-minute answer about it. He's known behind the scenes as Mr. Special Team. When I had a friend named John I have a friend named John Pollard. He used to work for Stats. Before PFF got big, Stats was collecting that kind of data. And they visited with Bill Belichick and New England. New England signed up for what they had. But Belichick goes, where's your punt dated? Like, what kind of punt data do you have? And he showed it to him. It's like, yards covered. We have, snap to kick stuff. He goes, well, I want to know if the punt bounces left, right, or goes forward. I want to see how much movement. Like, Bill Belichick made them start collecting crazy stuff for special teams. He is a special teams freak. And he gave an 8-minute answer on why it's important to have the long snapper, so important to have a position. Like, if you've got somebody who can do it, who's good, you would do that, obviously.
Yeah, we had this discussion about keeping an extra linebacker.
But most of them don't cross-train.
Yeah, teaching him how to long snap instead of having a guy who only does long snapping. But to Javon's point, John, how do you sneak? Because centers don't do normal centers don't long snaps. So
that's
get
a
it done?
Long snap. Well, you're talking about short snaps. It's different.
Well, if you can
you got velocity,
you can snap it for one punt in a special situation. If you can snap it to the quarterback in a shotgun, you can get one back to a punter.
I want to run you through a scenario. You're the head coach. John Gronow's the head coach.
Yeah.
And remember, there's going to be get up. There's going to be Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. There's going to be a show like this.
There's going to be shows like this. There's going to be – look, I'm going to tell you this way right now. Okay, Stephen A., skip. And it's going to be Shannon Sharp. And they're going to say, did you see John Gronow,
yes,
the head coach of the Detroit Lions?
He wishes
he gave up a third down play. Then had a center.
Didn't get him up. Wait a minute. He's playing wide receiver, and you're running on a two. You're going to run the ball on a 2 yard on third and two. How is you giving up a play on third down?
He goes. He had his long snap on the sideline. A man he pays, and he had the center snap. It goes sideways. They blocked the punt, and then they score a touchdown off that, and they lose by five. Now, what kind of nonsense, and you're going to be the guy that didn't put your long snapper
out there. Here's the deal.
And you got beat because
as soon
of it.
As I line up with my punt, for those of you who don't know.
And wait, what is the benefit of this?
The benefit of this is
safety.
It's third and two. It's fourth and two now. So here's what my plan is. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about. I put my punter at wide receiver on third and two. I run the ball. If I don't get the first down, we do not make any changes on the field. My punter goes back, and we line up, and we're ready to punt. What does the opposing coach do?
He just plays safety.
No, he doesn't. He calls a timeout, or without even thinking, they're running the punt team on the field. You snap the ball, you get a penalty, you get the first down.
If it doesn't work, though, then you're the guy that had a punter in on third down.
As a wide receiver,
wait. You've got a punter in on third down. They're going to recognize that. Special teams coach is immediately alerted and understands something's afoot here. They might call timeout.
They're going to call timeout.
Maybe. But why? Because you've got a punter in the game? Well, you want to punt early?
No. We're not punting early. We're going to punt, quick punt, without making any substitutions.
What I'm telling you is if the let's say that they play safety and they say, all right, just play safety, 4-3. We're going to sit in a 4-3.
That's fine.
We're
going to sit there. Well, guess what? You don't have a punt return team.
But you don't have your long snapper on the field.
Okay, I'll bring my long snapper in and play him at tight end.
So you're going to remove two players off the field.
Stephen A. Smith is going to have a punter and a long snapper.
And I'm running right.
Also,
my long snapper is playing tight end on the left, and I'm going to run right.
You've got two players who shouldn't be on the field. Also,
on
you
a
get,
critical
so they can't
third
get a,
and two?
On yeah. a third and two?
And wait.
So they can't get
and
a punt
I'm
return?
I'm
going
to get the first down because they are going to be running their punt return team on the field.
No.
Yes.
Not, wait a minute. You're doing all of this to try to get a first down instead of just trying to call a play where you get a first down?
Well, you got – if you don't make it
– Hold on. You're third and two.
If you don't make it, you've taken a
tight end off the field and a wide receiver off the field.
I left tight end when I'm running right. It doesn't matter.
Well, I swear to God.
You're like, oh, my God, you're giving up
John,
a left tight end.
I dare you to tell any coach your idea.
I did.
Dana hates it.
No, Dana does not hate it.
Dana hates it. Did you tell him your new long snapper idea?
Who's your quarterback in the scenario?
But wait a minute. You don't know that the center isn't a long snapper.
But there are.
Yes, I do. Go look at the depth charts.
They're not.
None of them are.
We'll see.
There's zero. You'll see. There's none.
There are zero centers that are long snappers. Is what you're both saying.
Not starting.
There are zero centers is what you're saying.
I'm saying there are none that are starters.
Okay.
They're all specialists.
Zero.
The LS comes up because
how many teams?
One of your guys, Blake Ferguson, just got a long-term deal from the Dolphins for being a long snapper.
Your tight end might be your long snapper.
I've never seen that.
Some of them are backup. Sometimes you have backup.
Yeah, because the one gets injured. Yeah,
backup. I think you're doing a lot to try to get a 5 yard penalty.
Who's
too many men on the field.
Well, it could be a first down.
Who's your quarterback?
Especially in the fourth quarter, you wouldn't do that on third and two, or you take away a timeout.
Change your scenario. It's not third and two.
If your quarterback is Sam Howell, maybe.
You're going to run right.
Why are you
on
taking
third and two?
But why are you taking
the ball out of your players on the?
Yeah, why are you taking the ball out of your quarterback's hand? You're just going to run the ball when you have a good quarterback on the field?
If it's 3rd and 2, I might hand off. I don't know.
Or throw it.
3rd and 2, run your best plays. Don't do that.
Or you could run.
Don't let Stephen A. and Shannon get a hold of you with your long snapper and your punter. I don't want to see that happen to you.
I want to see it happen and it be successful.
Oh, my God.
This I want to see in my life.
If it's not successful, you're literally fired. You're Nathaniel Hackett. They'll be like, the owner will say, did we just have the long snapper and punter out on a critical 3rd and 2?
Yeah. That's right.
What was the rationale? And this is how you'll have to answer questions.
He'll have to
explain
it.
Chandler Rome and Brian T. Smith are out there asking you questions. Excuse me, Dusty. Why did you have the long snapper in instead of the regular player?
This is his pinch hitting for Chaz with John Singleton.
No, yes. It's not.
This is playing an extreme level.
No, that's stupid. That's stupid.
They're both stupid.
No.
Why would you do it?
I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to talk about U of H. I want to talk about U of H playing. I want you.
Are they going to run this play?
I hope so.
I hope
God,
so, too.
I hope so. God, I
well,
hope so. And I hope it's successful. Oh, please do it. Please, God. Please let this happen. Let this be a thing.
Not happening.
Houston fans, we got the Big 12 coming next week. All right? We got TCU coming to town. TCU is going to be here, and you want to be there. You have got a great deal going on right now at TDECU Stadium. How about 3 games for $66? 3 games for $66, not including Texas. That doesn't include in the 3 games. And you're in the stadium. UHCougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS. Here's the deal. The stadium's going to be full. It is going to be packed for the first ever Big 12 game. Be there. Don't let TCU dominate the crowd. You want to be there? Get your tickets right now. We've been waiting for this forever. We want to fill up TDECU Stadium. We want it to be red. We want Cougar Alley. We want the Bud Light backyard, the Coke fan zone, everything that's going on with the game, Shasta, Cougar Dolls, all going to be there, and we want you to be there as well. 713-GO-COUGS or UHCougars.com/tickets.
On the northern bank of Buffalo Bayou, you will find the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at East River 9 and its current occupants, John and Lance.
Ezekiel Elliott snapping to get run over.
How stupid was that play?
Exactly.
It was stupid. My play.
Well,
my play is excellent.
I'm going to give you a chance to watch football that won't involve plays to get the coaches fired. Houston fans have been waiting for this for a long time. Big 12 football is here. The UH Cougars will clash with last year's national championship runner-up, the TCU Horned Frogs. It's time to fill up TDECU Stadium. Buy a Cougar Paw package, which includes 3 games. You can select TCU as one of your games. Package is only $66 and doesn't include Texas. Get your tickets today. Go to UHCougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. And we are giving away a pair of tickets at 9 o'clock, right at 9, to caller 12 at 713-780-3776. So you're going to get to see those national runner-ups against your Cougs at TDECU. Not tomorrow, but the following Saturday. Caller 12 at 9 o'clock, 713-780-3776.
All right, cool. Giving away U of H tickets. Hey, we got to fill that place up. Let's go, people. I'm serious. We can't have TCU dominating that crowd. We just can't. So let's fill it up. This is so, so cool to be back in the Big 12. Great atmosphere on Saturday, by the way. You guys didn't go. It was a great atmosphere. They did a tremendous job, and it was a lot of fun. The uniforms were awesome. The uniforms were awesome, especially number one playing quarterback in the Oilers uniforms. That was
is pretty cool.
That was really cool.
How often are they going to wear it? 2 games, right?
Pardon me?
Isn't that what I heard? They're wearing it 2 games.
Oh, is there another game? I don't know. But you know they're not selling it. Which is the dumbest thing.
Maybe they can't. No.
No, they can.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, they can. They just decided we don't want to be blue. We're red. So we don't want everybody to
they
be.
They are.
Yeah.
They don't want to.
But there were a bunch of
people. Oh, I see. Yeah. That was just their own thing. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They keep it to themselves.
I don't know. They could have. They probably threw away about $250,000. People love. When I went, I went to the Astros game last Friday against the Yankees. More people have the Space City jerseys than Astros jerseys.
They really do.
They love those.
It's out there.
And you know how many people would love the U of H, that the Love your Cougs.
Their branding is red, I guess. Everything about them was red except for what they did on Saturday. So I guess I don't know what goes into marketing really, but maybe Lance is right, or you're right. They want to be red, and the blue thing was special for the city, but they don't. They're not going to market them and sell them. So
yeah. All right. They're leaving money on the table, I think.
So they have, you know what, they have principles. Of course you would think that way, Mr. Live Golf, Mr. Blood Money.
Saudi Johnny.
Saudi Johnny.
Oh, okay. I'm not pocket watching. Get your bag, okay? Go get your
bag. Are
you
morality watching?
No, go get your bag.
No, right. It's not. Everything's not about money to the Houston Cougars.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. They care about good products.
They care about money either.
They care about money, but not enough to sell bootleg jerseys.
It's not.
Those are bootleg colors. Those aren't their real colors.
What happened to Jennifer Love Hewitt? Have you seen her?
A lot of
she
stars.
Got older,
they
her, and then she did some stuff to her face.
Man, she did a lot of stuff. That doesn't even look like her.
When's the last time you saw Renee Zellweger?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's bad.
You wouldn't even. Well, I'm not saying it's bad. It just doesn't look like her.
I am.
I don't think actually.
Women, don't touch your face. Your face.
Yeah, we like.
Hey, women, listen to us. Yeah. Listen to a man tell you what to do with your body.
Toxic masculinity is sexy. No.
For who?
For women.
Okay.
They love that.
Are you polling?
Those people.
Wendy likes
it. Did you do a poll? Do we have a new study that we're going to talk about in News of the Weird?
No. Clay Travis tweeted out a T-shirt a woman had on that says, "I'm toxic masculinity is sexy."
Does that woman speak for all of women?
Yeah. Oh, she should. You didn't see her. She should. Mm. Okay, women. No, I think it's something new. Women are enjoying toxic masculinity.
We can start a poll. You want to ask East River 9 employees what they think?
We got two there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how. I'm not sure which way they lean.
Now, hold on, Dell. This isn't fair. You're using toxic masculinity.
You said that, not me.
No, it's just okay. So you're saying toxic automatically puts a negative. You mean masculinity?
Masculinity,
what you're saying, John.
Right?
Yeah. You're the one that put toxic on it.
No, I didn't. He said it.
Yeah.
That was his shirt that he read off of.
You're the one.
Why?
Yeah.
No, it's not me.
Listen, I was just paying attention to a woman and her thoughts. Okay. And if she thinks that, then I'm going to say, okay, I'm not going to question her.
There are a lot of women who like the bad boys, though.
Yeah.
And those are the top, for years,
my
for
wife.
Decades. My wife.
What a terrible person.
She loves the bad boy.
Hey, did D'Amico speak yesterday?
Bad boys golf?
We have some D'Amico sound, don't we?
Matt Burke.
We got Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator, talking. This whole play calling thing is starting to annoy both of those guys, you can tell. D'Amico's calling the plays. What's the problem?
Yeah.
D'Amico's the head coach calling the plays, just like a lot of head coaches who came up and as a coordinator called
plays.
Let
me ask you this. Because Andy Reid was calling the plays last night, mm-hmm. Now he's been calling the plays. But he, you know what? He managed that game horribly.
Oh, that was terrible management.
Yeah, horribly. Oh, we got to go. We got DJ BNMA going to be joining us here next on ESPN 97.5 to talk about those Texans.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.